today. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi there, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Senior Automotive Engineer for Consumer Reports Magazine, Jake Fisher. We're going to be talking all about the annual best and worst issue of Consumer Reports out there on newsstands right now. The 2011 edition will tell you about some of the high scores as well as some of the low scores. And we'll talk about some other recent automotive happenings with Jake. In hour number two of the broadcast, George Pippas, who is Ford's Public Affairs Manager, will be joining us. Also in hour number two, we're going to be joined by a representative from International Aero Car Care, a company, in all honesty, that I don't know a whole lot about, but this gentleman that's going to be joining us is the founder, so we'll both find out lots more in hour number two of the program. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, and also you can also listen online at GCNlive.com. We'll be joined by Amir Rosenbaum, who is the gentleman from Spectre Performance, who drove more than 400 miles an hour on the Bonneville Salt Flats a little while back in a Cadillac-powered missile. There's no other way to put it. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. Matt is at control at network headquarters, and he is ready, willing, and able to take your call at 800-259-9231. Also, you can email me up. The simplest address, the one that I've got up in front of me, is boblongradio@yahoo.com. Let's go to the guest lines right now and welcome Jake Fisher, who joins us as Consumer Report Senior Automotive Engineer. Hey there, Jake. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob.
I can't believe it's that time of the year. This issue for Consumer Reports, the annual best and worst, must be one of the more popular issues of the year.
Yeah, definitely a lot of flurry of activity for us, and a lot of information getting out there. So it's pretty exciting for us, and we're in the mode where we can kind of take a breath of relief right now. I feel like we just kind of gave birth to a baby.
Makes sense.
This was a really crazy one for us, actually. And what happened, for any of your listeners out in the Northeast, we got hit by Snowmageddon. So trying to get the cars tested when there was, you know, two and a half feet of snow on the track made things pretty challenging. But we got through it, and one of the last-minute changes, actually, was the Hyundai Elantra. We got the Honda Elantra completely tested and got it, put it up in the ratings, and it pretty much blew away all the other small cars, and that became the top pick, the newly designed 2011 Elantra.
Excellent. Yeah, I live up here in the Northeast, too, in suburban Boston, and we certainly did have a lot of really, really challenging weather this winter, oodles and boodles of snow, and your test facility is located down in Connecticut, right, Jake?
Yeah, that's right, Central Connecticut. You know, we keep on thinking about moving down to Southern California or somewhere around warmer, but it never seems to quite happen that way.
Well, I know you've got quite an impressive facility. I haven't seen it myself, but I understand it encompasses a large amount of acreage.
Yeah, there's a lot of room. We have 327 acres that we have, and there are different types of tracks. We have different ride roads, nice handling circuit that we test on, and basically a big, long drag strip. And actually what started prior to us taking the facilities. So what's nice about that is that, you know, when we're comparing each one of these vehicles, it's not just the test group that we have to test that month. It's actually going back to all the vehicles that are current for that generation. And that's why we can go and have confidence in ranking each one of these cars top to bottom, everything that we have tested, because it's the same surface. We correct the surface. We check it, make sure the coefficient of friction is correct. And as we know with this weather and cold, there's sometimes we just can't test. So even when that snow went away, we had to make sure that the temperature was warm enough. So we felt confident that the braking distances and the handling and all that's going to be correct.
It only makes sense, absolutely. I know that unlike the other magazines out there, I was with Motor Trend for 11 years, and say hello to my former Motor Trend compatriot, Jeff Bartlett, the next time you see him. Consumer Reports is different than the car and drivers, the road and tracks, the automobiles, the Motor Trends, and the other publications out there, the Auto Weeks and all the websites, in that you guys actually purchase the vehicles that you're testing, and nobody else does that.
No, we do a lot of things the hard way, and it certainly would be pretty easy to just ask for the keys to a car and test it. But no, we have to wait till the car is out on sale. We purchase it incognito and go in there, and I kind of feel like a jerk every time I go and buy a car, telling the truth, because I have to tell them that I'm buying it for myself or some new car for my wife, and then basically the day that we pick up the car, I'm like, all that paperwork you did, I'm really sorry. It's actually going to this Consumer Reports place. But the nice part about that is we get the cars that anybody would get.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes, you know, when you get a car hand-delivered from a manufacturer, it could be, you know, tweak a little bit, or maybe
yep.
Best of everything, or, and even just...
Ooh, did we lose Jake there, Matt? We may have lost Jake, so Matt will dial him back up, or hopefully Jake will dial us in from the stealth bunker that perhaps he's calling in from. In the meantime, if you've got a question for Jake Fisher from Consumer Reports, Senior Automotive Engineer, this is a really cool edition of Consumer Reports. I always look forward to it, the annual automobile issue, the best and worst 2011 edition. It's out there available for purchase on newsstands now. And again, fresh off my 11 years in Motor Trend, it's kind of a... you know, not only the fact that they purchase the vehicles, but also the fact that, you know, Consumers Union is the parent company behind Consumer Reports, so you don't see a lot of the advertisements. You don't see any of the advertisements that you see in the other magazines. So lots of things that differentiate the Consumer Reports magazine from the other automotive magazines. And Jake, I picked up a copy, paid newsstand price, and I noticed a DVD included with this year's edition. I believe that's the first time you've done that.
That's correct, yeah. I believe the DVD is only available in Walmart right now, but it's a little compilation of a lot of the videos that we do on these cars. And I'm featured in several of those videos. And those videos are available online. You could find them on our site, actually, even for non-subscribers. They're on YouTube as well. But they're a lot of fun to do, and they really give you more of a flavor of the testing that we do. You'll see the track. You'll see that we kind of enjoy sometimes a little bit much driving some of these cars. I believe the video of me in a Mustang and a Cadillac CTS-V is on the DVD. So I didn't damage the car, but I think I damaged the tires a little bit.
And Matt, you should when you're driving those different vehicles. So give us an idea a little bit before we talk about some of the individual winners like that Hyundai Elantra that you mentioned. How do you score the vehicles? I know 100 points is the maximum score, but how do you get to that 100-point plateau?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that really go into the ratings of these cars. There's the road test score, and that's...
Well, when we come back, we'll have you pick up. Time is sneaking up on us. Jake Fisher will be with us for the whole hour. You're listening to Auto World.
Shiny new tag, and challenged me then and there to attack. I said, you're on a buddy, mom.
today on The Long Drive, a $60,000-plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway, I will.
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today, 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. It's ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Hey, have you ever wanted to have the opportunity to speak directly from somebody from Consumer Reports magazine? Well, we can give you that opportunity in this hour of the broadcast. Telephone number, toll free, feel free, from anywhere in North America, 800-259-9231. Our special guest is Senior Automotive Engineer Jake Fisher from Consumer Reports. He's telling us about the annual automobile issue, the vehicle issue, the best and worst. The 2011 edition is out there on newsstands and, of course, in the hands of subscribers to Consumer Reports, and certainly one of the more highly anticipated issues from Consumer Reports. in the entire year. Before the break there, Jake, you were giving us an idea of the testing process that goes into, you know, coming up with these scores of the 100-point scale. I understand that you take a look at a whole slew of individual factors, as many as 50 individual factors. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, certainly there's the instrumented tests that we do out in the track, the braking, the handling, acceleration. We also do our own fuel economy tests, too. We don't actually just use the EPA numbers. We actually test the vehicles ourselves. But then there's all the litany of interior tests, whether or not it's the ergonomics, seat comfort, the access to the car, the different amenities that you have into it. In addition to ride and noise, it's a mixture of both instrumented and some subjective testing, too. And then we take all of these tests and all these results to come up with a 100-point scale that you see.
Excellent. Tell us about the Hyundai that you mentioned right off the bat as being one of the top scorers.
Sure. Yeah, the Hyundai was the Hyundai Elantra, the last generation of it, actually tested very well, too. But the Elantra was never really a very fun car to drive. The steering feel wasn't all that great. The fuel efficiency was pretty good, but it just wasn't really that engaging or a very stylish car for that matter. And what's interesting about what Hyundai has done is the Sonata really is the first one that's gone this, where they made the car very stylish, very engaging to drive,
right.
Nice steering feel. And now that's copied over to the Elantra, too. And, you know, if you think about the last generation, kind of like a really good Toyota Corolla, maybe the Elantra is really more like a very refined Mazda 3 now, where it's stylish and sporty as well. In addition, the acceleration is good, the fuel efficiency is good, the performance is good, but also it's kind of a fun car and stylish.
Yeah, and a great value for the money, and again, John Krafcek and his team there at Hyundai continue to surprise the automotive world with some really first-class products, and I no doubt there'll be more to come, Jake.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting behind the wheel of the Veloster, actually.
Oh, that should be interesting, yeah. And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Veloster, this is a vehicle that has an unusual door configuration. Tell our listeners about that.
Sure. This is kind of a sporty coupe from the driver's side, but on the right side of the car, there's actually two doors there, one for the front and one for the rear. So it gives you the styling of the sporty coupe, but more of the access that you would have at four-door.
And it's not like General Motors tried years ago with some of the Saturn products, which had that kind of pseudo-hidden third door. This is truly
right.
a regular third door.
It's a regular third door, and it's also a hatchback, so there's some storage in the rear. The other interesting thing about that Veloster is just they're throwing all the technology at that car. There's a lot of connectivity for your devices, also the telematic part of it, where the cloud will program your navigation system. It's very slick. It'll be interesting to see how it does in the market.
Definitely is. No doubt Hyundai has their sights set on getting a lot of younger buyers into that. Let's take a look at some of the other top scorers on the Consumer Reports annual Best and Worst 2011 edition, beginning with the Nissan Altima, the 2.5S. This is the four-cylinder, got an overall test score of 91, pretty decent.
Yeah, absolutely. The Altima, it's a roomy vehicle. It performs well. It's pretty quick. That 2.5 liter has some decent power in there, and it gets excellent fuel economy, too. So it's all of these things, and plus it starts at, around $20,000, so it's a very reasonably priced vehicle, too.
And certainly Nissan has done a good job with evolving the styling, and also you can get the Altima in many different guises, so that certainly is an excellent choice. With a score of 92, we have a couple of different vehicles. We'll begin with the Hyundai Genesis, the 3.8. Is that the Genesis sedan or the Genesis coupe?
That's the Hyundai Genesis sedan.
Okay.
That's quite a impressively performing vehicle. You know, it's interesting that they've kind of done to Lexus what Lexus did to the Germans back in the early 90s, offering these large vehicles with the performance, with the room, with the comfort, but just undercutting in price just dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely dramatically. I remember when Lexus first came in, I believe it was $36,000 or so, and of course today it's three times that amount, but nevertheless they surprised the world, and Hyundai is doing the same thing with a variety of products, and now they've got that super sedan. Of course, it had been sold in Korea for a lot of years as a limousine, the Equus, which is kind of challenging the 7 Series and the S-Class. Great value for the money.
Yeah, the Equus, we have one. We're testing it right now. Kind of the first, our first look at it, though, it doesn't seem to offer a whole lot more than the Hyundai Genesis does,
yeah,
even though it costs quite a bit more. I think what Hyundai is really going to be doing with the Equus is trying to try to really revolutionize the dealership experience. They're trying some interesting things, everything from programming your service from the manual. We got an iPad with it for the manual, so you could actually access all, you know, how to work your car from an iPad. It kind of makes sense. I mean, if you're spending $60 for a car, to throw in a $500 electronic piece for it, it isn't
very
too bad.
Smart. And I understand they'll come to your house and also to your business if you prefer, just to do test drives and negotiations.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you know, when you consider with the 7 Series BMW or an S-Class Mercedes that the sticker price for $100,000 or more, you don't get that service. So it really could be a buying decision and a point for them. So maybe they're going to change the game a little bit.
Should be interesting. Also, with a score, a vehicle close to my heart is the Chevrolet Corvette in this particular guise, the Z06, which is available only with a manual transmission and a very unique power plant, hand-built, 7 liters, and kind of like an old 427, except completely modern. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the Corvette. We'll talk about some additional vehicles, tops in Consumer Reports tests, and we're also going to talk about some of the lowest scores, all with Jake Fisher, straight ahead, right here on Auto World.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live across North America. Thanks so much for being here. Jake Fisher is with us, senior automotive engineer with Consumer Reports magazine, the annual Consumer Reports auto issue, the best and worst. 2011 is out there, and we're talking about some of the highest scores. We'll get to some of the lowest scores as well and get Jake's take on a variety of other things going on in the automotive world. But we left off with another vehicle which got quite a high score. Of 92, which was the Corvette Z06.
With 7 liters of displacement and stick shift only, lots of horsepower with not let to like. I think basically every car, I think if it had 7 liters, you'd probably enjoy them a little bit more.
Could
be like a Prius with 7 liters or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you're a man after my own heart. Absolutely. Have you ever driven? I have not. The ZR1, has that ever made its way into the Consumer Reports garage?
I have. The ZR1 has blessed our track with me behind the wheel, and it is. Let's see. The first time you drive it, you kind of think that it has maybe a little too much power, but then after you drive it a little while, you realize every other car on the planet has not enough. It's incredible. It's incredible. And what's amazing about, both the ZR1 and the Z06 is it has that much power, that much the limits, but it's actually really easy to drive.
Yeah.
It's very docile and easy and easy to control. So it's a phenomenal accomplishment.
Absolutely, certainly a world-class vehicle from Chevrolet and the folks at GM, and that ZR1 is the most powerful GM product to date, so good things. Coming up to the vehicles that scored 93 overall, we have another variant of the Nissan. This is the six-cylinder, the V6, the 3.5 SR, got a score of 93, along with a sister or cousin vehicle from Infiniti, the M37, which also came in with a 93 score, both very competent vehicles.
Yeah, Nissan and Infiniti do have some really impressive vehicles. The V6 version of the Altima, it really makes the Maxima redundant. It has an incredible amount of power. It's a very refined vehicle, too. The M37 is a great car when you're looking at cars in that market. A lot of people think about, you know, they're looking $50,000 for a luxury sedan. They think about the E-Class, the 5 Series. Don't overlook the M. It's a great car. It's been reliable. And what's also nice about the M is compared to the E-Class and the 5 Series, you can actually figure out how to use the controls. It's two pieces on that. One is figuring it out, but also even when you know how to use the 5 Series controls or the 7 Series controls, it still takes a long time to do everything that you want to do. With the M, it's very easy. It's got great voice controls. It's just rather painless, which is nice.
And you got to like the new styling of this generation of the M, certainly the best to date.
Yeah, well, it's definitely they're a little less conservative than it has been. Yeah.
Moving up to vehicles which got 95 scores, we have another Infiniti product. This is the G37 in Journey configuration, and also the Mazda 5 Grand Touring, which also scored 95. Two very different vehicles here.
Yeah, it should be said they're not exactly in the same scoring on those two vehicles, so you certainly don't want to cross-shop a 300-horsepower rear-drive sedan with the baby minivan. But for people who are looking at either one of those vehicles, they do what they need to do. The G37 is just one of my favorite cars, period.
Yeah.
I like the 370Z, but the G is basically a 370Z with comfortable seating for four people,
yeah.
Leather, decent ride, and it's got full has all that performance. The baby minivan of the Mazda 5, it's a great choice that almost everyone overlooks. You know, if you need to carry around, you know, you need a third row seat, most people will look for a midsize SUV, or they'll look at a minivan. And the Mazda 5 does the job, gets decent fuel efficiency, and it actually drives very much like a Mazda 3, which is good. It actually is very nimble and kind of sporty to drive, which you don't get when you get a midsize SUV or a minivan for the most part.
You know, that's really true. And ironically, last weekend I was down at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, and there wasn't a press car to be had, so I rented a car, and it was a Mazda 5, and I had a lot of radio gear with me. And again, for a small vehicle, relatively small vehicle, can hold a lot, and you know, the driving experience, as you said, is very much like a Mazda 3. I mean, this is not a rocket ship by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a good handler, and you got to like the Mazda youthful zoom, which they integrate into all their vehicles. So it definitely, for those of you looking at the Honda Fit and the upcoming C-Max from Ford, you should also take a look at this vehicle.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Let's talk about a vehicle which scored 96. This vehicle has been around for literally generations as we prepare for the next generation of this vehicle. It's the iconic Porsche 911. The vehicle scored 96 points, the Carrera S in manual configuration. Again, the 911 is amazing, and I asked a representative from Porsche last weekend, how many different incarnations are of the 911 are there? And he said 22.
Well, you know what's nice about the 911 is they're just not sitting back and resting on their laurels. You know, I mean, I suppose with that reputation of that car, they could pretty much, you know, just keep going and just put the 911 badge on just about anything, and it would be a demand for it. But the car is true to form. I mean, the car is just incredible. And, you know, the responsiveness of the steering, the accuracy of it, is just really mind-boggling. You know, again, it's one of these vehicles that has this incredible amount of performance, incredible amount of power in handling, and yet, you know, turning, you know, it just turns on a dime, and it just is almost telepathic with what you can do with your, you know, fingers to the front tires. It just seems like a direct connection.
Absolutely. Another one of my dream vehicles that I've never had the pleasure of driving. Wonder if, Jake, you've had the opportunity. I have not driven the 911 Turbo with this PDK, which I understand would do 0 to 60 in the high twos. Have you had that one go through your fingertips?
No, I can't say I have. There's some amazing vehicles out there, I got to say.
Absolutely. Let's talk about another very high-scoring vehicle, scoring 97. It's the 1 Series, the 135, and that's a key element there with the manual transmission. BMW has done really a very good job with the 1 Series. I don't know how the sales have been. You don't see too many of them out there on the highways and byways, but I know it was launched as kind of a spiritual successor to the 2002, and the fact that you can get that same 3.5-liter turbocharged six-cylinder engine that you can get in the 3 Series in a smaller vehicle, a lighter vehicle, and, of course, now they have an M-badge vehicle as well. But it did extremely well in your testing, I see.
Yeah, BMW is kind of an interesting case right now because a lot of the new generations of the vehicles, the new 7 Series, the new 5 Series, they're somewhat losing that sporty edge that they have that reputation for. They're big cars. They got bigger rear seats. But they aren't as nimble as they used to be. And they throw on all these electronics on there, and it seems that they're trying to differentiate themselves by how many gadgets they could put in the car. Well, the 1 Series, that is just back to roots. And if you enjoy, the old 3 Series or 2002, you're going to love the 1 Series.
When we come back from the upcoming break, we'll talk about the highest score, and we'll talk about some of the lowest scores, all with Jake Fisher from Consumer Reports. My name is Bob Long, and you're listening to Auto World. We are live.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. They got a fine machine.
Lots of fine machines here today with Jake Fisher, Senior Automotive Engineer with Consumer Reports Magazine. He's telling us all about the latest issue, the best and worst of 2011. And certainly one of the high scorers on this test doesn't surprise me. It always seems to do quite well is the Lexus, the LS460. This vehicle historically has always done quite well in Consumer Reports testing.
Yeah, the Lexus, I mean, it just does a lot of things well. It's extremely quiet, extremely comfortable. It's just got a great ride to it. I mean, the seat comfort is terrific. It just really excels in so many of those things. And it's fast. It's reasonably fuel efficient. It does a lot of things well. It gives it the high score. The one thing it really doesn't do all that well, though, is kind of get out of its own way in terms of handling. It's not the car that you're looking for if you really want to drive something nimble or something that performs. But for someone who's not looking for that, you can't go wrong.
And certainly the resale value on the Lexus 460L is one of the highest up there, so that makes a lot of sense. Let's take a look at some of the lowest scores. Just running through these rather quickly, we've got the FJ Cruiser from Toyota scoring 36 points. That's compared to 99 there for the Lexus 460L. And the Chevrolet Aveo LT with 36 points as well. What were some of the issues with the FJ as well as the Aveo?
Well, I mean, the FJ, you know, even though it scores low, we don't really give it that much credit for what it does very, very well, which is off-roading. So the car really is an excellent off-roading vehicle. If you're looking for it for an SUV to just drive around your family, it's a poor choice. I mean, the car handles horribly. It's not fuel efficient. It doesn't stop very well. It's difficult to get into. It's not that comfortable, even though it's pretty big. The Aveo is just a disappointing vehicle. It shouldn't be that disappointing. It doesn't go off-road, although if I sometimes want to drive the thing off-road and just leave it out there. But it's, you know, I mean, there's other cars that can be small and inexpensive and do that much better. I mean, you don't have to get something nasty if you're going to buy something cheap. I mean, there's a Honda Fit, there's the Nissan Versa, there's, you know, the newer cars like the Fiesta, the Ford Fiesta, the
Mach
2. These are all pretty nice cars. The Aveo, fortunately, it is getting redesigned. It's being replaced by the Chevy Sonic. I almost said Spark. I think they've decided that it is going to be Sonic now. That car looks to be a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Looking forward to testing that.
Absolutely. Some other low scores include the Nitro from Dodge and SLT configuration, another configuration of the Chevrolet Aveo. The Smart for Two Passion model came in with a score of only of 28 points, and certainly the Smart folks, in the beginning, they had a hit, and then all of a sudden, they kind of ran out of gas. Now they're pushing an electric model. What's going to happen to this brand, Jake? Do you think it's going to eventually go away? Is Roger Penske going to pull the plug?
I don't know. I mean, I think if they could switch quick enough and really get to where there's demand, I think they can do well with it. But I don't know if they're going to get there quick enough. And what's really disappointing is you know, when I first saw the Smart car, I wanted to like it. I mean, it's a cute little car, but, you know, the Smart, you know, the Passion model, I just liked it passionately. It's such a terrible vehicle. I mean, it just, you know, you'd think something that's small and would be nimble or have some steering feel.
Yeah.
Or you know, it's just slow and it's just it's a mess to drive. And it's disappointing because, you know, now there are other options out there. I mean, it's no Mini, but it's no Fiat 500. And the Fiat 500 is not an expensive car, and that's cute, and that's a very nimble, fun, driving little car.
No question. I agree with you 100%. The Smart's got a very funky engine, only three cylinders, and a equally funky transmission, so something needs to be done there. The Jeep Liberty Sport came in at 27. Is that the redesigned one, or is that the previous generation?
Well, it's the current generation, but as you know, with Chrysler, they seem to be kind of fixing everything very quickly. So Chrysler is kind of in this hiatus kind of area right now. You know, we're going to be driving updated versions of all the cars and retesting them. The Liberty, you mentioned the Dodge Nitro.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
The Dodge Nitro, which even scores right down there. I mean, the problem with the Nitro is, you know, at least the Liberty, you could give it some credit for going off-road. The Nitro doesn't even do that. So it doesn't have low-range gearing. It's slow, handles poorly, thirsty. There's so many better options out there. There's really no reason to choose it.
With a score of 25, it's the Ford Ranger XLT in V6 configuration. Boy, the Ranger has been around for an awful long time. Are they ever going to replace it? That's the question, Jay.
Well, it sounds like they're going to replace it for other markets, just not for us. So, you know, from what I've heard about the new generation that other markets will get, it is an improved vehicle. But I think the small truck market, it's kind of tough because what we found is once you equip the vehicles, there isn't a whole lot of price difference between the compact pickup trucks and the full-size pickup trucks. And if you get a full-size for just another $1,000, why not?
Very true. And the lowest score with a overall test score of 17, the Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sahara. And, of course, Jeep has done some interior work, just introduced officially at the Detroit Auto Show on this vehicle. But, you know, here's a vehicle that is, again, kind of iconic, and lots of folks love them. But I can tell you in the times that I've had that as my weekly press vehicle, I have never enjoyed the Wrangler. It is just a little too crude.
You know, I enjoy riding my mountain bike. But I wouldn't want to commute to work on the highway with it. You know, and the Jeep Wrangler, I mean, honestly, it's a very fun car. If you want to go off-road, you want to go do something with it, that's great. But if you like the styling and you want to replace your Ford Escape with it and carry the family around it, that's a big mistake. I mean, it really is a very crude vehicle. The handling is, you know, you just kind of twist the wheel and kind of hope, and that's not something that they're changing for the update. You know, it's kind of, you know, looks like it's kind of put together in a basement, really. But you know, so unless you're taking advantage of things that it can do, it's not a good choice.
Excellent, Jake. In addition to the Hyundai Elantra, what were some of the other surprises from this year's round of evaluations of the 2011s? Any vehicles that we didn't touch on that perhaps didn't score way up there in the top 10, but still were quite a surprise for you and the guys.
Well, the Ford Mustang blew me away.
Yeah.
With the new powertrains they put in there, it's just wild. The 5-liter, the new 3.7, I mean, it's decent fuel efficiency, ridiculous amount of power. I mean, they replaced the old six-cylinder that they had in there. I mean, that was the old Ranger motor.
Yeah.
It didn't have any, it made a lot of noise. It didn't make a lot of power. they replaced it with a motor that has basically the same horsepower as the outgoing V8, and the new V8 is just incredible with over 400 horsepower. We got, I believe it was 22 miles per gallon out of it. I mean, this car, I mean, the Mustang GT is basically a four-seat Corvette at this point. It's just got an incredible amount of performance, and it actually drives nimble. It doesn't drive like a big pony car. It's a sports car, no question.
They've done a really good job with the 2010 interior updates and exterior styling and those 2011 powertrain updates, absolutely. And you can get that V8 engine in now both 6-speed manual or 6-speed automatic. And I personally like the sync system there from Ford, and they certainly have finally, it's taken them decades to realize, you know, what a brand within a brand they've got with the Mustang, and they are now tapping vastly into the customization area with the Mustang, and certainly, like you said, this is truly one of the great values out there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and you're right. It has a sync system. You know, the sync system, it works very well. It doesn't get in the way. Unfortunately, Ford moving on to the MyFord Touch, which gets a little more complicated.
Oh, absolutely. It certainly does. Well, Jake, the hour just flew, which means we got to get you back with us real soon. Thank you so much for your time here today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Everybody, go out there and pick up a copy of the annual Best and Worst Edition, the Automobile Edition, Consumer Reports out there right now. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.